Dr. Kristen Gibson, a postdoctoral associate in food science at the University of Arkansas, is leading the year-long study. The project's being supported with a $21,000 grant from the Arkansas Water Resources Center. So why is a food scientist doing an aquatic study?
My background is environmental health sciences and environmental health engineering, to be specific, and my PhD work was on water quality and methods for concentrating large volumes of water and looking at that water for waterborne pathogens. So that's my background.
Plus, she's been studying the Beaver Lake watershed, part of a chain of huge freshwater reservoirs on the White River. She knows the lake contains 40,000 surface acres and is surrounded by 483 miles of shoreline, some of it swim beach.
I mean, the reservoir is in fairly good shape. I mean, I just came to Arkansas a year and a half ago, and when I got here, I was approached by the director of the Arkansas Water Resource Center, Brian Haggard, and he was like, Beaver Water District is really interested in learning more about why they have these issues at some of the swim beaches where they have to be closed because they have elevated levels of E. coli. And so that's kind of where I got introduced to Beaver Lake. Like, I was not familiar with the reservoir and how it was used for recreational purposes. And, you know, everyone around here uses it on the weekend or during the summer for swimming and boating. So they were wanting to know if they could pinpoint better kind of where the pollution is coming from. Is it a human source? Is it a wildlife source? Is it coming from some sort of input from the breaches or the White River that inputs into Beaver Lake? So I picked a couple of beach regions that were found to be problematic, and also some other ones that weren't so problematic, to see what the differences were.
The two sick beaches were Prairie Creek Beach, closed for 12 days in the summer before last, and the War Eagle Beach, closed for 22 days because of measurable waterborne pathogens. Swim areas on core-operated lakes are periodically tested by the Arkansas Health Department. Found were elevated levels of E. coli, an indicator of human pathogens. Fecal contamination can originate from both direct and indirect inputs into Beaver Lake.
The way I'm going about it is looking at specific microorganisms, such as human enteric viruses, that would only be found, for the most part, I don't want to totally exclude it, but for the most part would only be found in human sources of fecal pollution, which would indicate probably septic systems or a human sewage source. And then that can help, you know, those that are trying to manage Beaver Lake better pinpoint any mitigation strategies.
E. coli outbreaks tend to occur during the summer months when water's warm. So what happens if you have primary contact with it?
For my research, that's the goal, is to collect information on the normal bacterial indicators that are tested for, which is E. coli and enterococci, and then also pinpoint some of the pathogens that could cause issues, such as human enteric viruses like adenovirus. It's often associated with eye infections, and can, you know, if you went swimming and you found yourself you had an eye infection, then that could be from adenovirus. It's also affected with gastroenteritis, acute gastroenteritis, so just a small bout of diarrhea and then you'll be fine. Human norovirus is also one, and that's also symptoms are just acute gastroenteritis illness lasting for a couple days. You could also have bacterial pathogens, which aren't tested for, but we are testing for them, such as Campylobacter and Salmonella, and those both cause different forms of diarrhea associated with fever. So they're all kind of related to gastrointestinal illnesses. So if you went swimming and a couple days later you got sick, it could be from that. But we don't know. And we don't know right now whether any of these pathogens are present in Beaver Lake. So that's why we're doing the research.
According to Beaver Water District's website, the upper third of Beaver Lake, which tends to be shallower compared to the dam site, has an overabundance of algae, which can cause seasonal taste and odor problems at the tap. But unlike several eastern Oklahoma lakes, which this summer tested positive for toxic blue-green algae, Beaver Lake to date has not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as familiar with algal blooms, but that is mostly driven by nutrient input, so your nitrogen, your phosphorus input. So if in Oklahoma that particular lake had high nutrient input, and then with the heat, the lack of rain, that's like a perfect, kind of the perfect storm, you know, for algal blooms to start popping up.
On its website, Beaver Water District also cites an increase in disinfection byproducts precursors. And the bottom layer of the lake in some places can be depleted of oxygen. Turbidity is also an issue. The district posts, which can churn during storms, making water murky. That's why the district is being proactive and working to improve and protect Beaver Lake water quality, working with landholders, cities, farmers, and the Arkansas Water Resource Center, who funded this study. Gibson also looked at the public health record and found a lack of research on waterborne pathogens in Beaver Lake. So her study will be the first of its kind. Starting last July, she began to sample the stricken swim beaches at War Eagle and Prairie Creek and the two healthy beaches, Rocky Branch and Horseshoe Bend.
And we are actually working with the Beaver Water District, and they take us out on their boat every other week. So twice a month, we go and collect 60 liters of water from each swim beach region. And then we bring that water back to the lab, and we use a method called tangential flow ultrafiltration. And what that does is actually takes the 60 liters and concentrates the water and all the microorganisms present in that water, including viruses, bacteria, and protozoa, even though we're not looking at protozoa, but those are concentrated as well. And we are actually working with the Beaver Water District, and they take us out on their boat every other week. So twice a month, we go and collect 60 liters of water from each swim beach region, and then we bring that water back to the lab, and we use a method called tangential flow ultrafiltration. And what that does is actually takes the 60 liters and concentrates the water and all the microorganisms present in that water, including viruses, bacteria, and protozoa, even though we're not looking at protozoa, but those are concentrated as well. We take that and we do further analysis using molecular methods to look at the target pathogens that we have decided would be the most important. Those pathogens include, like I've said, human enteric viruses, animal enteric viruses, so we don't want to exclude any species here. So we want to look at, you know, maybe viruses associated with bovine pollution or porcine pollution, the local geese population. So the study will go for a year and will end in June of 2012. But we hope to get another year of funding so we can have a more representative sample of the lake and have kind of a more seasonal component.
We'll check back with Dr. Kristen Gibson and her team when the study's complete. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.